सहना भवतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं कर्पूरगौरं करुणावतारं संसारसारं भुजगेन्द्रहारं सदा वसन्तं हृदयारविन्दे भावं भवानी सहितं नमामि। हरि ओम। सो दिस वेद सार शिव स्तोत्रम इज व्हाट वी आर डूइंग एंड इवन दो इट इज अ शिव स्तोत्रम इट इज द स्तुति ऑफ भगवान शिव बट इट इज वेद सार इट इज द एसेंस ऑफ द वेदास। सो देर इज अ लॉट ऑफ वेदांतिक नॉलेज in this stotram. It's not only bhakti but a beautiful mixture of bhakti and the highest knowledge of the Vedas. That's why it's called Vedasara. It is the essence of the Vedas. And we had finished two completely, and the third one also we had done, except Bhaje Panchavaktram, the end of the third we had not covered. And so far in this text we have seen that Shankaracharya ji uses three. In the first verse, he uses smarami, I remember. So that is with the mind. Then in the second verse, he says ide. Ide means I praise, and that praise is with the mouth. So with the mind, I remember. With the mouth, I praise. And the last third one is bhaje panchavaktram. Bhaje means I worship. Worship means not only doing puja in the puja room, but also worshipping through all my actions. So with the mind I remember, with the speech I praise Bhagwan, and with the body I worship. So all my equipment, my body, my mind, and my speech are involved in this remembrance and worship of Bhagwan. And we had seen Panchavaktram in the second verse, where the five were Lord Shiva is the creator, Brahmaji, Vishnu the sustainer, and Mahesh the recycler or destroyer. And his fourth aspect is he restrains us when we are doing wrong. And the fifth one is compassion that gives us moksha. So this is what we had covered earlier. Now today in the third verse, again Shankaracharya ji says, Bhaje Panchavaktram. So what is this Bhaje Panchavaktram? We'll cover that today, and then we will go to the fourth shloka. The third we had already chanted last week. So Panchavaktram, in this case, in the first one, the five faces were, pretty basic, simple. Here, there is a lot of Vedantic knowledge, a lot of Vedantic references have been given to explain Bhagwan's five faces or five aspects. You can say it's not only faces, but five aspects. So there are five faces, and they are named. I'll name each one and then talk about it and then go to the next one. So there are four: east, west, north, south, and Ishanam, the fifth one, facing upwards. So Bhagwan, so the idea is that when you go to Kailash and you make a parikrama, it doesn't matter where you're always facing Bhagwan. And similarly here, whichever direction you remember Lord, whichever direction you praise or pray to Bhagwan, Bhagwan is already there. So Bhagwan is in all four directions and also above. So he's everywhere. So the west one, the west face is called Sadyojata. Sadyojata means born instantly, which means Lord Shiva is self, Ajam. He's unborn and he manifested himself instantly. And there was no time. Bhagwan was there even before time, before the universe came into being. And then it says that, the devotee asks to the Sadya Jyota, there is a shloka called Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave. Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave means, again and again, I am caught in your transmigration, in this Maya. In transmigration, again and again, I am caught. So he says, Ati Bhave, I want to be free of this cycle of rebirth. Bhagwan, bless me. But another devotee says, Bhave Bhave, Na Ati Bhave. He says, I do not want freedom from rebirth. Only thing I want that no matter how many births I have, I should always remember you. That is the only thing I'm asking. Oh Lord, may I never forget you in any birth and any time, no matter. And he says in Mukunda Mala, he says, Divi va, Bhuvi va, Mamastu vaso, Narke va. May I live in heaven, may I live in the space, may I live on earth, or may I even live in Narak. I don't mind. As long as I remember you and do not forget you, that is the main purpose of remembering Bhagwan. So he says, doesn't matter, I do not want even freedom from birth. I'm ready to take multiple births, but I should never forget you. And why should we remember Bhagwan? So why should we remember Bhagwan? Mukund Mala mein, the Kulshekhar Raja, Kulshekhar the poet, says, why am I remembering you, Lord? Naham vande tava charanyor, dvandvam advandva heto, kumbhi pakam narakamapi, ma napanetum, ramya rama mridu tanu lata, nandane napi rantum, bhave bhave hridaya bhavane, bhavayeyam bhavantam. So in Mukund Mala, the author says, Oh Lord, I am not remembering you to free me from the sorrows of this world. Pairs of opposites, that one day happy, one day sad, success, failure. No, I do not worship you for that. He says, okay, do you worship me to get freedom from hell? He says, no, I may be put in Kumbhipakam, the worst hell. I don't mind. I'm not worshiping you for freedom from hell. He said, oh, okay, you're worshiping me, so you may go to heaven. He says, no, I do not even want to go to heaven and watch all those beautiful dancers and enjoy all the pleasures. He says, why are you remembering me? Bhave bhave hridaya bhavane bhavayeyam bhavantan. Oh, life after life after life, may I always remember you. So the idea is that we should remember the Lord at every occasion, get up in the morning and remember Lord throughout the day when we are doing any activities and at the end of the day. So that is the mantra of this Sadyo Jata. And he is also called Bhav Udbhaya, means that from whom this whole universe has come. Universe has come, so he says, Bhagwan, since you are the source of this universe, it is your Maya. I pray to you, may I be freed from this bondage of Maya. May I realize you and go beyond the cycle of birth and death. So that is the first face facing west. Then north is called Vamadeva. Vamadeva means extremely beautiful, very handsome, very beautiful Bhagwan Shiva is. And in that, the mantra is Jeshtaya Namaya Namaha, Shrestaya Namaha, Kalaya Namaha, Rudraya Namaha. So Jeshtaya means he is the oldest. Old, that's why they say, no, Jesht, the Jesht brother is the oldest. So that means Bhagwan is before time, before creation. And then Shrestha, sometime a person may be the older brother, but he may not be smart. Maybe the younger brother could be smarter. He says, no, you are not only Jeshtha, but you are also Shrestha. You are the best. So in my life, Bhagwan is the best. Then it says Rudraya Namaha. Now, Rudra is a ferocious form, is said to be a ferocious form of Bhagwan Shiva, and it is said Rodayati, that the one that makes us cry. So when does Rudra make us cry? Rudra Bhagwan himself does not do it. When we do any wrong actions, sinful actions, then all he does is give us the result of our karmas, and that's how we cry. So it's not that he is selectively sending packets of sorrow in our direction here and there. All he's doing is giving us the results. That's how he makes us cry when we do evil actions. But another way he makes the devotees cry is when a devotee has so much love for Bhagwan and is singing his bhajans, tears flow from the devotee's eye, tears of surrender, tears of love. So Bhagwan Shiva is the one that makes us cry for him. That is why. And then Kalaya Namaha means, again, we said he's beyond time, because time is where all the modifications happen. Birth, then childhood, then youth, middle age, and so on. And every time the clock ticks, 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 Bhagwan is playing a trick. 1 second is gone from my life. So every tick of the clock, we have to be very careful about our time. Do not waste time, because time is very precious. And the time I have been given is to remember God. And all of us have an expiry date. Just as you buy a medicine or a food from the store, it has an expiration date. Beyond this, you cannot use it. So we also have come with an expiration date. And when that will come, we don't know. So let us not waste this opportunity that we have, this human birth, and this knowledge. Shankaracharya ji and Puja Gurudev and all these Mahatmas have given us this knowledge. Then another aspect of Vamadeva is Mahakala. That means the Supreme Lord who is beyond time. That's why they have Mahakaleshwar, a mandir, which is very famous. And Bala Vikarnaya Namaha means that who gives us strength, gives us power. So like Brahma ji gets power to create from Lord Shiva, but he also gives power to his devotees. Like when Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad, and Prahlad was not afraid. He said, you have to chant my name. And he said, I only remember Lord Vishnu. And he asked him, he says, you're a little boy of 6 years old, and I am the Lord of three worlds. See, Hiranyakashipu had power over heaven, hell, and the entire earth. He said, I am. So what gives you the strength to oppose me? He says, there is only one source of strength, and that is my Bhagwan Vishnu. And with that, I can withstand anybody. That was the little boy's wisdom. And same thing when Hanumanji destroys that, Ashok Vatika, And then he's taken to Ravana. He's not taken, he allows himself to be taken so that he could see Ravana. And Ravana asks him, with whose power have you had the courage to destroy my beautiful Ashok Vatika with so many beautiful flowers, fruits, with so much difficulty? What gives you the strength? He says, I have only one strength, and that is my Bhagwan Sri Ram. So a devotee's strength comes from Bhagwan. Then Kala also means Kala Pramathanayaha Namaha. That I'm just giving little mantras or shlokas from this, from the Vedic. So Pramathanaya means that Kala is the time that slowly destroys us, slowly, slowly. It's like a toothpaste. You open and brand new, it is all full. And then slowly, slowly you squeeze, and at the end it is wrinkled. And then you are struggling to take out the toothpaste. So same way you and I, we start as a young child, all fresh, and then slowly, slowly, the
Morning.
time comes. So Bhagwan is the origin of that, and that is who we worship. The last name of Vamadeva is Mana Unmanaye Namaha. Unmanaye means that Unmanaye Namaha. Unmanaye means how from my mind should become a no mind. How does my mind become no mind? In meditation, when I merge my mind in that Supreme Lord, or also in bhakti, when I forget myself and become one with that Bhagwan. So Bhagwan, you are the one that helps me to merge into that totality. So that is the second name. Then the third name is the southern aspect. We have done west and north. South is Aghora. Now, Ghora means ferocious. Aghora means not ferocious. Shant, the gentle aspect of Bhagwan Shiva, because Bhagwan Shiva has a very gentle, compassionate personality. He is. And then he says, Sahasrani Sahasrida Adi Bhumyam. You just chanted Rudram. One of the line is that thousands of millions of beings that we are seeing on this earth, they're all you, and you are permeating the entire earth, not only this earth, but in other heavens and hells, and wherever there are beings, you are that. And then he says, you are the Saumya Roop. You are the very gentle, compassionate form. But Bhagwan has four forms. One is Aghora, that is compassionate. Then next is Ghora. Ghora means if we have done some mischief, done something wrong, then the punishment comes in the form of Ghora. Then somebody who has a lot of raga, dvesha, passion, selfishness and all, then the Ghoratara, then the more, punishment comes. And Ghoratama is one who is violent and destructive and all. So according to our actions, the punishment comes. It is all strictly proportional to our actions. Bhagwan is not selectively punishing everybody. It's like a policeman. Now, suppose a villager comes to a city and he doesn't know his way around. He doesn't know where to go. And so he sees a policeman standing at the corner. He says, oh, policeman will not misguide me. He'll give me the right direction. So he goes to the policeman, and policeman very kindly shows him the way. But on the other hand, if there's a criminal trying to escape from the law, then the policeman is not gentle with him. He grabs him and takes him to the prison. And so the same policeman can be very kind and compassionate to one and more difficult for the other. So Bhagwan is like that. And it's like a judge. A judge also, again, depending on the, if you have a traffic ticket, he'll just give you a fine. If you have, some minor offense, you will get, maybe probation and jail. So same way, Bhagwan gives us what we need, what we need based on our actions. Then Rudra also is said to be Rujam Dravyati, removes disease. So any disease we have, if we pray to Bhagwan Rudra, Bhagwan will definitely listen to our prayers. But the main disease we all suffer from is not physical, mental, intellectual. The main disease we suffer is Bhavaroga. What is Bhavaroga? Life after life, the transmigration. And that is what we should pray for, not for these physical illnesses, mental. Those we can handle, with some help and all, doctor and all. But the main Bhavaroga, only Bhagwan can remove. So that is what we should pray from. Oh Bhagwan, may I not have another birth? May I go beyond that? So that is the prayer we do. And also the southern Agora has Dakshinamurti. I think, I don't know, I didn't talk about here. I talked in the Sunday meditation. But Dakshinamurti is the form of Lord Shiva who appeared to the Sanat Kumaras. The rishis who were old and had the knowledge but didn't have the final experience. So they were looking for that. So Dakshinamurti Bhagwan appears in the form of a young ascetic, young monk, and is sitting under the tree, Vatavritapi Samipe, Bhumi Bhage Vishannam, Sakala Muni Jananam, Jnana Dataram Arat. So the munis who are suffering because they don't have the final knowledge, he appears under the tree. What a tree is the tree of knowledge. And he sits there, and how does he teach them? Through silence, through this, Jnana Mudra or Chin Mudra. I think everybody knows the meaning of Chin Mudra, so I won't explain unless somebody doesn't know it. Everyone knows? Okay, then we won't talk about the Chin Mudra. So he explains to them in silence. And what does he give him? Janana Marana Dukkha Cheda Daksham Namami. He says, O Dakshinamurti Bhagwan, you are the one who removes all my sorrows of birth, death, every sorrow. And Dakshina, Bhagwan faces Dakshina. Dakshina is south. It is said south is the abode of Yamaraj. Yama is in the south. So Bhagwan facing south means he has conquered death. Bhagwan, of course, is beyond death. He's always there, past, present, future. And by praying to Dakshinamurti Bhagwan, we also get freedom from death. Freedom from death means I realize my immortal nature. Of course, the body will perish when the time comes, but the freedom from, from the understanding that I am immortal, that is my true nature. That is the benefit of praying to Bhagwan Dakshinamurti. He frees us from the fear of death, because when I am immortal, the body may perish, but I never perish. That is the understanding. So we always have to abide in that knowledge that I am immortal, I am imperishable, that Brahman I am, not only during meditation, but at all times, abide in that understanding. Then the east one, the fourth one is called Tat Purusha. Tat Purusha means that Purusha, that supreme Brahman that is all-pervading, that, O Lord Shiva, you are. The mantra is Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dhimahi Tanno Rudra Prachodaya. We remember, we know that Tat Purusha, Vidmahe means we know that Tat Purusha, that supreme Brahman, all-pervading, Mahadevaya Dhimahi. How do we get to know him? By meditating on Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, who is the Lord of all the Devas. Devas means, of course, gods in heaven. Devas also means the sense organ. So he is the Lord of my sense organs, because of which I am able to function. So, where, and Tanno Rudra Prachodayat, may Bhagwan Shiva bless us and give us the highest knowledge. So when we meditate on Lord Shiva, we meditate on the essence, not on the form, but on the absolute nature. And we also connect that with our absolute nature, the essence, not just the BMI. So that is the East. That is called Tat Purusha, very beautiful meaning. So all of this is all from the Vedanta, all of this, what we are studying. Then the fifth one is Ishana, the highest, that goes above, Urdhvam, that goes above, and that is the Lord, who is not only the supreme ruler of all the cosmoses, multiple cosmoses come from him, but he's the Antaryami, the Lord within us. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddesher Junatishthati Brahmyan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. Ishvara, O Arjun, stays in the heart of all of us. And what does he do? Just as in a toy, if there is like a car or engine or something which has a motor, so that motor is the one that makes the car move or the engine move. So Bhagwan is that energy within us that makes us function. And also, Urdhvam is not only the supreme ruler, but all vidyas, all knowledge come from Bhagwan. Anything, any knowledge that we have at any time. And of course, the highest knowledge are the four Vedas, Rig Ved, Sam Ved, Yajur Ved, Atharva Ved. All the Vedas come from Bhagwan. Then there are Upavedas. Upavedas are the subsidiary Vedas, Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and Sthapaya Veda. So Ayurveda is the Veda of medicine. Dhanurveda is the science of war. Gandharva Veda is art and music. And Sthapaya Veda is architecture. So all these Vedas, all this knowledge comes from that. Then there are other divisions of the Vedas, like the Shiksha, phonetics, the rituals, all the Chandas, Jyotisha, astronomy, astrology, then the logic, all the Puranas, the Dharma, everything comes from Bhagwan. So whatever knowledge we have, not only of the Vedas, but science, medicine, all the, even Shringar, all the, beauticians' knowledge, weaving, everything comes from Bhagwan, the Ishana, the one that is upward. And then also from Shiva come the Shiva Sutras. Those who are studying Sanskrit, in the beginning of the text, they talk about Shiva Sutrani from Bhagwan's damru, the sounds that come out. From that, all the, they are the original sounds from which all the knowledge emerges. So Bhagwan is the origin of all the knowledge. And all the talas, all the ragas, talas of music, all come from Bhagwan himself. And there is another shloka. It says, Nidhaye Sarva Vidyanam, Vishaje Sarva Roginam. So he is the storehouse, Gurave Sarva Lokanam. So he is the storehouse of all the knowledge. Vishaje Bhava Roginam. He is the doctor who not only removes physical and mental sorrows, but even the bhava roga, of birth, and Gurave Sarva Lokanam. And Bhagwan Shiva is the guru of all the worlds, everyone. He is the supreme guru. And that's why we worship Dakshinamurti as the eternal guru. Then another form of Lord is called the Ashtamurti. Ashtamurti means the eighth form. And this whole universe is made of eight things: space, air, fire, water, earth. That's five elements: sun, moon, and the jiva. That's for the total. And for us, we are again space, air, fire, water, earth, mana, buddhi, and ahankar, mind, intellect, and ego. So everything is Bhagwan. So whatever you see, hear, smell, taste, touch is Bhagwan, Ashtamurti Bhrit Deva Pujanam. So when you worship or take care of people in with this eight forms, that means when you love and respect all people, then you are worshiping Bhagwan. So here I will end with this Panchavaktram. There's a lot of material, all Vedantic. Everything comes from Vedanta. Now we'll sing the fourth one. Lata, do you want to try and sing that? Or? Shivakanta Shambho, number four.
I'll try. maybe Neeru can help me with that.
Yeah, Neeru can help. Okay.
Not sure.
Go ahead.
गिरीशं गणेशं गदे शिवाकान्तशम्भो शशाङ्कार्धमौले महेशानशूलिं जटाजूटधारिन् त्वमेको जगद्व्यापको विश्वरूप प्रसीद प्रभो पूर्णरूप
प्रसीद प्रसीद
प्रसीद प्रभो पूर्णरूप
पूर्ण रूप. सो नाउ ही स्टार्ट्स विथ शिवाकांत. आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ यू हैव द टेक्स्ट सो यू कैन फॉलो. शिवाकांत, नाउ हु इज शिवा? शिवा इज मदर पार्वती. सो कांत मीन्स ही इज द हस्बैंड और यू नो द बिलवेड ऑफ मदर पार्वती. नाउ सी इन 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 perform. So in the world, if you ask a lady, where's your husband? He said, oh, he's gone to play golf. Or if you ask him, where's your wife? Oh, she's gone shopping. But if you ask Shiva and Parvati, they are always together. They are never separated. That is eternal love. And it is said to be Nada Bindu. Nada and Bindu. Nada means a point focus, means sound. And Bindu means energy. So the whole universe is created out of sound and energy. That is the creative aspect of this Nada Bindu. That's why Nada Bindu is very important in music, because any creativity, you need those two. You need the sound and you need energy. So again, Bhagwan Shiva represents Nada, and Mother Parvati represents Bindu. So the sound of the Damru and the energy, she is the supreme energy. So together. And then Shivakanta Shambho. Now Shambho, Sham means Kalyan, and Bho means again on this earth, in this body, in this life, who gives me Kalyan, who gives me auspiciousness. And of course, the final inauspiciousness is the birth and death. So the one who frees me from is Shambho, gives me all auspiciousness, not only in the world, but also beyond. But when the Shambho starts functioning or manifesting, then he's called Shankara. So one who manifests auspiciousness is Shankara. So Shambho is the origin of all auspiciousness, and Shankara is the manifestation. What it means is that everything auspicious, remembering God is auspicious, chanting his name, and praying to him, everything is auspicious, keeping him in our mind. Then Shashank Ardha Maule. Maule means in his over his head. This Shashank Ardha is the half moon. That means it's the crescent moon. If you look at all Lord Shiva's pictures, they always have the crescent moon, not the full moon. So the crescent moon is the one that is worshipped with Bhagwan Shiva. And what is the beauty of the moon? It delights us. You know, the moonlight, it's like nectar, the moon's rays. And the moon is worshipped, even though it is only a crescent. It is a thin moon, not the. Of course, people worship the full moon at, you know, at Purnamasi and all that, but this one is with Lord Shiva is associated with crescent moon. And Tulsidas ji says it very beautifully in Ramayana, Vande Bodh Maya Shivam Guru Rupam Shankaram Yamashrito Vakropi Chandra Sarvatra Vandyate. I pray to Lord Shiva, who is Bodhamayam, who is the origin of knowledge, is Guru of all beings. And what is the beauty of him? That Yamashrito Vakropi, even though this moon is only a crescent, is crooked moon, it's not full. Sarvatra Vandyate is worshipped everywhere. Why? Because it is with Lord Shiva. Otherwise, people wouldn't care for the crescent moon. Theek hai, it's there. But so what it means is that when we are in the presence of Bhagwan, that's why devotees of Bhagwan are worshipped everywhere. Look at Mirabai, look at Tukaram, Narsi Mehta, Sant Gyaneshwar. All the devotees of Bhagwan are always worshipped everywhere. And then Guruji say, gives the example, Guruji's commentary. He says that when we used to go with Puja Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda, Guruji was his student and sometimes would accompany him when as a brahmachari. And people would say, oh, you are with Puja Gurudev, come, come, come. Otherwise, he said that nobody would care for us because we were ordinary brahmacharis. But because we had come with Puja Gurudev, so we were also respected. Come, come, sit down, have food and all. So we got respect because of Puja Gurudev. And not only that, what is the glory of the guru? That the disciple who comes to the guru becomes Purna, just as the crescent moon eventually becomes complete. So same way a devotee coming to the guru becomes complete. Same way we go to Bhagwan, even though we may have defects, we may have incompletions, we may not be good enough, but with Bhagwan's presence and with guru's presence, we become complete. And that's how we become Purna. And then he says that he is one who has become Purna, has associated himself with God, Krita Krityascha Bharata. In the 15th chapter we are studying, he says this knowledge will make you Krita Kritya, means whatever you came to accomplish in this life will be accomplished by knowing Bhagwan. Otherwise, your life will remain incomplete. If you give up this life not knowing Bhagwan, then your life will continue. But once you have known, then your purpose of human birth is served. Then the next line is Maheshana Shulin Jatajuta Dharin. Mahesha, we have covered before. Mahaisha, the Supreme Lord, who is the Lord of everything. Shulin means Trishul. See, Trishul has three points which are very sharp, and the sharp points can hurt, but the sharp points can also help us. So the example they give is a needle. You have a needle in your hand. If you accidentally poke yourself, you will get hurt and it will bleed. But if you have a thorn in your foot, then what do? You use the needle or use another thorn to remove the thorn. So same way, this Trishula for Rakshas people, it is a destructive force. But for devotees, the three represents, gross, subtle, and causal body. It takes us beyond gross, subtle, and causal body, takes us to the supreme. So that is the meaning of Trishula, Shulin. Then Jata Juta Dharin. Jata means this hair. When Lord Shiva's hair are tied together, they form a jata, which also Ramchandra ji, when he went to the forest, he didn't want to be bothered with combing his hair and all that. So he made it into a jata where it just for 14 years he stayed that. But this jata has a lot of power. If you remember when Sati ji, when she gave up her life because her father insulted Lord Shiva, she didn't mind if she was insulted, but her husband was insulted. So Sati ji gave up her life. There was a yagna going on and she jumped in the fire and she said, I don't mind you insult me, but my husband I cannot tolerate. So, my lord. So when Shiva heard about it, he was so cruel, Daksha Prajapati, even though he was the Prajapati, but he was so cruel to his own daughter, He couldn't, again, he said the same thing. If he had said something to me, I would have not had problem. But he insulted her and she gave up her body. So I'm not going to forgive it. So from his jata, he pulled out one hair and threw it on the ground. And immediately this demon, very powerful, not a demon, but very powerful force came. His name was Veerabhadra. And he was so powerful that he went to Daksha's palace, destroyed his whole palace, destroyed the Yajna Kunda, and Daksha Prajapati was killed, and all his soldiers and all the nobody could challenge or defeat Veerabhadra. So that's what they say, that the Lord has power even in his jata. And that's why people sing, you know, Jhoot Jata Mein Ganga Dhari. You know, Jhoot Jata Mein, we have that song we sing in Bal Vihar. Some people sing it as Jhoota Jata Mein Ganga Dhari. Jhoota means lies. So Bhagwan says, doesn't matter. However you remember me, you call me Jhoot or Jhoot, I am happy. You just remember me and then I will bless you. So all the power comes from Bhagwan Shiva. So we have covered most of this is Saguna Roop, you know, the form aspect of Bhagwan. Then there is a Nirgun Roop, which is the formless, all-pervading. And Twameko Jagat Vyapako Vishwarupa. You are one alone. And Jagat Vyapaka, you pervade the whole universe. The whole universe is you. Just as a carpet, it covers the floor. So we'll say carpet pervades the floor. But then carpet and floor are separate. But when Bhagwan pervades the whole universe, he becomes one with the universe. The universe is him, and the universe comes from him, just as gold is there, and from gold you make ornaments. Now, gold is in the ornaments, but the ornaments are not separate from gold. If you remove gold, then there will be no ornament. So same way, Bhagwan is the essence of, but gold is not only in the ornaments. Is that all the gold in the world? Yes, there are so many ornaments, so many gold coins, but there is a lot more gold in the ground, you know, that we haven't found in the depth of the earth. Or same way, like mud, you know, makes pots. There are so many pots, but the mud is infinite. Mud on this earth and so many other planets. Same way, Bhagwan, from him, Bhagwan, the universe has come out, but it is a very small part of Bhagwan. Just as all the parts in the world are a very small part of the mud, so same way, all the universes are just a very small part of Bhagwan. And so Bhagwan is not only in this universe, but also beyond. Yesterday also, we were talking about Kshara, Akshara, and Uttam Purush in the 15th chapter. So Kshar is the perishable, Akshara is the imperishable, and Bhagwan is beyond Kshara and Akshara. That's why Bhagwan Krishna says, I am Uttama Purusha, I am beyond Kshara and Akshara. So same way, Bhagwan is beyond both the perishable and the imperishable. So he's not only pervading, but he is the being, the essence, the isness. So when you say the world is, the computer is, the light is, the fan is, the ceiling is, that isness or the being is Bhagwan. And prasida, prasida, prabho purna rupa, o prasida, o Bhagwan Shiva, please be pleased with me. Bless me, be pleased with me. And he says, why am I chanting this? O Prabho, O the Lord, why? Parameshwara Prityartham. So I am chanting Veda Sara Shiva Stotram to praise the Lord, just as when we do the puja, you know, you say, Mamo Pata, you know, Sarvata, all the Kshaya Dwara. Parmeshwara Prityartham Pujam Karishye. So same way I am chanting these mantras. I have created this to praise the Lord. And when we are studying, we should do that we are not only studying to show our knowledge or Sanskrit or whatever. The chanting is to praise the Lord, to remember the Lord. Why? Because Purna Rupa, he is complete. And by going to the Lord, we also become complete. Complete means he's everything. There is no incompleteness. You and I, we have incompleteness. You know, some things we can do, some things we cannot do. But Bhagwan is complete because he fulfills all our wishes, all our desires. So here in these two lines, Tvameko Jagat Vyapako Vishwa Rupa, Prasida Prasida Prabho Purna Rupa shows the Advaita, that there is only one Brahman, one consciousness, that is Lord Shiva, who has manifested in all this universe and is also beyond this universe. The next one we cannot finish, but I can do maybe one line at least. Yeah, we can do one line for about 5 more minutes, and then we'll leave 10 minutes at the end for questions or comments. So you can just chant the fifth one, Lata. Paratmanam Ekam.
परात्मानमेकं जगद्वीजमाद्यं निरीहं निराकारमोङ्कारवेद्यं यतो जायते पाल्यते येन विश्वं तमीशं भजेलीयते यत्र विश्वम्
Tamisham bhajeliyate yatra vishvam. So I'll just translate it and then we'll go do the commentary of as much as we can. So paratmanam ekam. So ekam means you are the one alone and you are the paratma. You are the inner essence. Atma means the self, I that I think of. So the essence of everything. You are, and you are Ekam. And in this one, we are talking more about the formless aspect, the Nirakar aspect in this particular shloka. First, we have talked about Sakar, the form. Now we are talking about Nirakar. And how can we know the Nirakar? See, the Akar you can see. Okay, my finger has a form because it has a shape, appearance, so you can see that. But the Nirakar you can't see, you can't describe it, you can't talk about it. There is no, you know, finger you can say, oh, it is this 1 inch long and this and that, and my height you can say, my weight, the house you can describe. But that which has no form, no appearance, nothing, how can you describe it? It has no Akar, Nirakar. Only way you can connect with this is meditate. So on the Akar, on the form of the Lord, you can do puja, you can pray, okay, Lord Shiva or Bhagwan Shri Krishna or Vishnu or Mother, you know, Saraswati or whoever you are praying, you can pray to the form, but to the formless, you cannot pray because there is nothing to connect with. You can only meditate. And in the silence of the meditation, when your mind becomes quiet, then it becomes one with that totality. So that is the formless. So Paratmanam Ekam. So you are one alone and you are the essence, the self, the Atma. Atma means the actual essence of who I am. Like what is the essence of sugar? Is sweetness, right? If there was no sweetness, you wouldn't call it sugar. What is the essence of fire, heat, and light? So, what is the essence of sun, prakash, light? So, our essence is Bhagwan Shiva, the Atma, that is the Lord. And as I said, he is. And I am not independent of that. To think that I can do what I want is not correct. And it is Desha Kala Vastu Paricheda. It is beyond Desha and Kala. Beyond time and beyond space. That means even the furthest of space is still contained in the Bhagwan, and even time, all time is in Bhagwan. In fact, the whole world is an appearance of Bhagwan. I read recently a very beautiful line. It says when there are two reals at the same spot, one has to be an illusion. Like to explain, like we say the world is real, right? We think the world is real. And then there is Bhagwan that is real. Bhagwan, we don't say is unreal. So two reals cannot be in one spot. Like a chair and a table cannot be in the same spot. You know, where the table is, where the table ends, the chair starts. So when two objects cannot be in the same spot, then how can Bhagwan and the world be in the same spot? They cannot occupy. So if the world is there and Bhagwan is also there, that's why they say, no, God is in everything, everything in the world. But if they are both in the same place, then one has to be an illusion because there cannot be two reals, you know, occupying. Is that clear to everyone? That if we say the world is real, then God is unreal. If we say God is real, then the world has to be unreal. So two reals cannot be in the same spot. Very beautiful line. One should understand that. And this Atma, this consciousness, is not separate from me. It is abheda. I am not separate from that. And that we have to realize in our meditation. But one should not think that I am God. See, people have this idea that in Vedanta they say, oh, I am Brahman, I am God. No, as long as I am identified with this body, mind, intellect, I am a servant of God. As long as I am functioning in this world, I am functioning as his servant. I should never think that I am, you know, God or I am one with God. In my essence, God and I are one. So God alone is there, his essence. So that I should understand that God alone is, I am nothing. I am a humble servant. So that attitude, when you have, then that is called Paratmanam Ekam. And we'll end here. The Jagat Bija Madhyam we'll do next week. We'll start from mantra number 5. Jagat Bija Madhyam, and the other mantras may go a little faster. Today the Panchavaktra, because it had so much Vedanta, so I thought we should spend time because I think there was a lot to learn. I hope you benefited from this teaching, because the idea is that one should not only worship God, but one should know God. Who God is, where is he from, what does he do, what is the origin, and what originates. So the essence of the divinity one should understand, not only the form of the God. So I'll end here. We have about 7, 8 minutes. If anybody has any questions or comments, anything to
No,
add?
Swamiji bolte hai na, when you love God, you want to know more about it. And then when you know more about it, then your love increases when you know that. So the same thing, what you say
Right,
about it.
right. So the more you love God, the more you want to know, and the more you know,
The
the
more you
more you
know.
love, right? So love increases with knowledge. And then once you know God and love God, then you want to serve God. So all they come together, karma, bhakti, gyan are all connected. They are not three separate paths. When I love God, I serve God, and then I know God. So you have, or if you serve God, then you love him, then you know him. So they are all connected. So to think that they are three separate paths, so I'm only a karma yogi, I don't believe in this puja, and I don't believe in studying Bhagavad Gita. I just believe that you should serve the world, and that alone is required, is a wrong understanding. When I love somebody, I serve that person, and I want to know about. Even on the world, in the world also. No, when you want to love somebody, then you want to know more about that person. You want to take care of that person, serve that person. So all the three paths are connected. Any other questions, comments?
In the Panchavaktram you describe, it was quite a bit detailed. You have to
I think you should
Chinta
listen
Bharati.
again, probably listen again on first
Will do,
Bhava.
will do, will do. That's what I. So Ishan is the northern above.
No, Ishan is the above. It's north, north, east, west, south are the four direction. Ishan is
Right.
going upward. So the
Upward.
upward facing. So one is
Upward
facing
facing.
east,
Oh.
west, north, and south. And it is the fifth is upward facing. That's how it is.
Have we seen that form anywhere?
No, that is formless. That is the formless
Right,
aspect.
no, but even some recreation of it, four sides and then
No, I don't think so.
Uddhava facing, have we seen that anywhere?
It is described in the Vedas, so maybe the rishis may have.
I see, I see.
Rishis might have. But what they are saying is the essence that Bhagwan is all facing
Everywhere.
all four directions. So doesn't matter where you pray, you are praying to Bhagwan. Even though they say, oh, you should face east and chant and all, that is good. You are worshiping the sun and all. But ultimately, main thing is remember him with love.
Right. Why was
All
this the
pervading.
bottom, the floor was excluded, it seems.
No,
The Urdhva
Bhagwan.
and other, right?
Other, right. No, actually, the idea is that he's all pervading. When the floor is where you are standing and you are
Huh.
seeing God in four directions. So the idea
Oh,
is
okay.
four
All right.
directions. Yeah.
Okay. Also, one more question. I know you discussed people seeing Jata Juta Dharin, but what is Jata Juta? Juta, you said the
Jata Juta
Jata
is
is
the matted locks.
matted locks.
Locks, matted locks.
Matted
So
locks, yeah.
it's always said in one word, Jata Juta
Dhari, yeah.
Dhari.
Jata
Jata
Juta
Juta
Dhari
Dhari,
means
matted
the
locks.
matted locks. Yeah. Jata
Right.
means the hair. Juta means matted.
Right,
The
and
matted locks becomes Jata. Yeah.
matted locks become jet. Okay, all right, very good.
Ramchand, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Nay, that is very good. And Shulin, you said Trishul,
Trishul,
and
right.
if for our understanding, we have to look at it is these gross, subtle, and
Causal, right.
causal aspects of our
Right.
life. Sattva,
Sattva,
rajas,
rajas, tamas,
and
waking dream
tamas.
and deep
Oh, okay.
sleep.
Yeah, anything,
So
those
it
three.
takes you beyond the three states,
Beyond
beyond the three
three. Right.
bodies, beyond the three gunas, you know, all that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the two reals cannot exist in the same spot.
Yes.
Would you just little bit, two, three more lines, you can elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, see, like as I said, a table and a chair cannot be in the same spot. You know,
Correct.
a husband and wife cannot occupy the same place. You know, I mean, they can be adjacent next to each other. Chair and table can be adjacent. So, same way, two reals cannot be in the same, occupy the same place. Two reals.
There cannot be two real. It has to be one real.
Yeah, that's what we are saying. When there are two reals in the same place, one has to be an illusion. So that's
Okay.
why we think the world is real. And then
Right.
we say God is also real. So God and the world are in the same place. World is not separate from God. So if world and God are in the same place, both cannot be real. You know, one has to be real and one has to be an illusion.
Illusion,
You're
right.
like the snake and the rope cannot be in the same place. You cannot see the snake and the rope together. If you see rope, you don't see snake. So same way, if you see the world as real, you won't see God. But if you see God as real, then the world has to be an illusion.
And
That is the meaning of that
that's
sentence.
our Vedantic philosophy. That's what it says.
Yes, yes.
Maybe other religions or non-believers may not accept to
Yeah,
that
yeah, yeah. But
understanding.
absolutely right. But for
Okay. When you think
student,
on it and observe it,
right.
it is real. It
Makes
is,
no
it makes sense.
makes a lot of and the
Correct.
more you connect with that divinity, slowly the world loses its hold on you. More you connect with God, the world becomes less important. That's why for these Mahatmas, even yes, last night we were talking, they always stay in that highest state of realization. And for
Correct.
them, the world is just they are fulfilling their role, but you know, or their prarabdha, but they are already beyond the world. While you and I, give so much reality to the world that we think Bhagwan is somewhere, you know, sometime somewhere I will reach him, know him like that.
I think that's what the role of Maya is. It makes it appear like
Yes, Maya makes it appear.
make the world appear real. That's what.
Yeah, Ma.
Which is not there,
Yeah,
it makes it
makes it real.
real.
Thank you, Neeru. Thank you,
Right,
Anand.
thank you. Yeah. That which is impossible, it
Makes it possible.
ghatit, ghatit. That which is impossible, it makes it possible. Even though the world is an illusion, it makes it so real for us. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, we'll end here.
Now, Swami Aparajitananda's YouTube has what do they call shorts?
Videos, little short.
Shorts video. Just listen to them because it talks about Maya, what is the purpose of life. He explains beautifully there. So they are all on YouTube. So
Or if you,
I watch them. So you just give one message. They just listen to it and then just think about it.
or maybe you could post it on this website.
I can put it
If you
on. They
find
can.
one or two good ones, we
The
can.
same one, then once you start watching, you will keep
Right.
getting this.
Yeah.
That's how it
That's how.
happens.
So you watch. So you
Once
still post it on the
I'll
WhatsApp so
post.
you can watch.
Just yesterday only I watched the purpose.
Of Maya,
The purpose.
of
What is
creation.
purpose of life?
Okay.
What is purpose of life?
Yeah, so we can
Very
post it on this.
Maya also is there.
Maya is there.
I'll
Okay.
send it.
That's good. Thank you very much. My pranams to all. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you so much. Hari Om.